This is Morning Edition on New Hampshire Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Jessica Hunt. GOP presidential hopeful Marco Rubio just completed what has thus far been something of a rarity, a New Hampshire campaign swing. But as NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, Rubio's lack of time on the ground here doesn't seem to be hurting him.
Johnny Coromelos has been an active Republican in her home city of Dover for decades, and she did the honors when it came time to introduce Marco Rubio during his visit to the McConnell Community Center yesterday.
As I have watched and listened to all the Republican candidates for the past 8 months, I have found the one.
Not everyone who turned out to see Rubio during this trip, which included a house party in Bedford, a visit to the Manchester tech firm Dyn, and a town hall event in Wolfboro, was as convinced. But Rubio campaigned like a guy confident in his powers of persuasion.
Thank you so much. I hope to see you again. Thank you. I'll be back.
He worked voters one-on-one at every stop, clapping veterans on the back.
Yeah, you guys deserve a campaign that talks about the big issue.
Draping his arms around the shoulders of selfie seekers.
Let's get our picture, of course. Okay. You want to jump in it?
From the stage, he sold a can-do vision of the nation's future.
Every challenge before us can be fixed, but only if we turn the page. Only if we realize that if we keep promoting the same people with the same ideas, the next person in line, nothing will change.
At 44, Rubio is the youngest candidate running for president. He's the son of Cuban immigrants serving his first term in Washington. But he's been in politics full-time since the late 1990s, and few of Rubio's policy stances stray from the mainstream of his party. He wants to lower the tax burden and build up the military, promising a foreign policy of, quote, moral clarity. Rubio told the crowd in Wolfboro he'd get tougher with Vladimir Putin, push back against China's military buildup in the South China Sea, and reverse course on the U.S.'s nuclear deal with Iran.
Look, guys, I am not a person that wants, I do not want war. I don't like war. I don't think anyone should like war. It's a horrifying thing. And by the way, people in this audience that have been to war, they can tell you firsthand that it's not good. The problem is that weakness invites war.
But it's Rubio's recent strength in polls, here and nationally, that's inviting bellicose treatment from his rivals. His past support for comprehensive immigration reform remains a sore point with some in his party, and Republicans and Democrats are both criticizing Rubio for a less-than-perfect Senate attendance record. Should Rubio continue to climb in the still very crowded GOP field, so too will all the scrutiny.
As you know, it's a lifetime between now and February.
Phyllis Woods is a former member of the Republican National Committee who had been supporting Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. With him gone, she's back to candidate shopping. She says she's eyeing several, but has liked Marco Rubio since his 2010 Florida Senate race and liked what she saw yesterday. She says there's no doubt Rubio's stock is on the rise with local Republicans.
Everybody's top three, or even top two.
With the primary still more than 3 months off, that's a fine place to be. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.